This is Twit.
So we did not commemorate it, and actually I felt really bad when I got home last Wednesday because it was 11-11, and of course it was in the 11th minute of the 11th hour of the 11th day of November in 1918 that the war to end all wars ended, World War I, and that's, we celebrate Armistice Day on 11-11 because of it, wear poppies to commemorate the fallen at Flanders Field, et cetera, et cetera. And I apologize for not mentioning that. This is a fascinating project.
Love this.
Yeah. The Imperial War Museum in the UK has an image of the sound of the end of the war. But it's an image, not a recording. It was made on film of sound pressure impulses picked up by sound ranging equipment stationed along the Allied front. The actual sound itself was long lost. There were six tuned low-frequency microphones arranged in an arc behind Allied lines. The microphones were connected to a string galvanometer at the forward listening position. A low-frequency signal picked up by one of these microphones would move a thin wire in the galvanometer and cast a shadow onto a piece of moving film.
Technology, huh?
It never really made sound. The film would be developed, after which analysts could decode the patterns on the film, and they were using them to work out the positions of enemy guns. So the museum, the Imperial War Museum, had a picture of this, the end of the war, this recording. So they did a little forensic work, and they were able to turn it into actual sound. And now here, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever, the sound of World War I ending, November 11th, 1918. It's in stereo. So these are their artillery guns firing. And word goes forth that an armistice has been signed. The war is over. And the guns go quiet. Can you imagine? That's, and there's some birds.
Yeah, and then birds.
Can't imagine that at all.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.